Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys put on 215-592-9494. That's how you join us as we get set for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. The Eagles and the Rams Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Link. I got the butterflies now. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, did you know that furries are people that like to dress up as animals?
I did know that. I think I knew it because you told me it once.
Uh-oh. No, Joe, listen. I went down a rabbit hole last night.
The algorithm again?
Yeah. I was watching a show, right? CSI. So I was watching CSI, and the episode was about, it was a furry convention.
Okay.
And they had a murder at the furry convention, right?
Oh, no.
And they were trying to figure it out. And I didn't know that these things were, like, real. So I Googled furry conventions.
Oh, dude. That's.
And guess what? There's one here. August, I think it's 22nd through the 24th at the Sheraton. I'm going. I'm going.
Dude, hold on. Hold on.
Are you going to dress as one?
I don't see.
Is there like dress code? You have to be furry to be with the furries?
Dude, I don't know. I don't think you know what you're getting into.
But I'm going.
They don't dress up as animals.
No, here. I know. I saw that because they have their own like little. Because I found out what riffing was. I didn't know what riffing was.
Hugh.
I need somebody that partakes in furryism.
No, we don't.
To call in today.
No.
No, I'm serious.
He didn't tell us about this in the pre-show meeting. You left the whole furry topic.
No, listen. I'm not fielding furry phone calls.
August 22nd through the 24th at the Sheraton Hotel.
No.
I will be on deck because I want to see.
You know what? You wonder why your algorithm's all screwed up. You're Googling furry convention.
Dude, I'm going.
You know what I can't wait for?
I am going.
I can't wait for whoever's in charge of PR for the furry stuff to contact us and Hugh to be doing reads for the furry stuff. Come on out to the furry convention.
No, I'm going to the furry convention.
All right, Hugh. You know what? I actually thank you, Hugh, for that. You know why? A little levity allowed me to laugh a little bit because let's start us off as we get into this. I have a confession to make, all right? You just made one, ironically, but I have a different one to make. Hugh, as we get set for the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday, I'm nervous, man.
Why?
Why? I mean, we got a Super Bowl winning coach, a Super Bowl winning quarterback coming in. I have a lot of nerves. The way I felt last Friday, I sat here last Friday and I said, this is a lock. This is a blowout. They're going to beat the Packers. I had zero nerves. I feel the opposite way right now. Let me start off this way. I think the Eagles are going to find a way to win, but I think this is going to be really close. And you can call me plant-based, nervous, scary, furry, whatever you want to call me.
Soft.
Soft. Call me whatever you want. I'm worried. I'm worried about this one. We have a Super Bowl winning coach on the other side, a Super Bowl winning quarterback on the other side, a team that looks like they have changed from the last time we played them defensively. They have had four straight games allowing 10 points or less.
Yeah.
They sacked the opposing quarterback 9 times on Monday. I don't care if it's Sam Darnold or you out there. That gets my attention. 9 sacks in a playoff game gets my attention. So I have some nerves about this one. I also feel like the Eagles' pass game could keep this thing close. 215-592-9494. There's a lot here that says Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. Home, snow. I'm sure everyone's going to tell me today all the reasons why the Eagles are going to win this game. And I think they are too. But I am nervous. And then I saw a stat this morning that I was, because I was looking for reasons to kind of calm myself down.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things is like, all right, the Eagles have a longer week, right? It's a short week for the Rams. Less preparation. They got to travel. Sean McVay's last 19 games on short rest, he's 14-5. He's a great football coach. They've got a quarterback that's been amazing in the postseason. We don't. Hugh Douglas, please calm me down. I mean, you got more furry stuff to talk about, but I'm nervous. Hugh, are you confident, nervous? What are you feeling as we get set for a huge game Sunday?
I feel pretty good, man. Okay. I feel like, you know, anything is possible. You know how I feel when it comes to that. And there's no such thing as a lock when it comes to this, to playing football, because any given Sunday, you can win a football game. But I feel real good about this game. And I'll tell you why. I know everybody wants to focus on the quarterback, but I don't think that's the right thing to focus on.
Okay.
It's Saquon Barkley and the weather. This weather is going to be inclement. It's going to be conducive to, let me see how I can say this. Shady McCoy, snow game kind of weather.
Ironically, do you know who the quarterback was for the other team that day?
Who was?
Matthew Stafford.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was on the Lions.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you look at this, and if the Eagles go into this game and do what they do best, and that's run the ball against this smallish defensive line, they're going to have success. That's the way they had success last time. I understand that you're upset, or not upset, but you're a little nervous. About the pass rush,
yep,
and all this other good stuff. But I tell you what negates a good pass rush.
What's that?
Cold, inclement, snowy weather. I used to hate playing in snow games as a pass rusher because it took away my biggest asset, which is my speed and power, and it also put me in a position where I didn't – The passing wasn't going to be as frequent as you would like it to be. But the benefit for us in this case is, I would think, I can't see the Rams going into this game trying to pass the ball at the volume they would like to. But that's their game plan, because they can't run the ball. So they're going to have to. So I think that plays into our favor. And like I told you, every time that you put the ball in the air, three things can happen and two of them are bad. Two of them are bad. So there's that. I feel like with Saquon Barkley back there, man, and this offensive line, we are in a good spot. I really, really do.
Well, they better be, because that is their key to victory, is to run that football, control the clock, keep Stafford off the field. 215-592-9494. The other thing that's getting me, and maybe I'm overthinking this, is, boy, I hear a lot of overconfidence on this radio station this week. I mean, I feel like every show, other than ours, because I've told you, you know, I think this could be a close game, is calling for this to be a big-time win. I mean, I'm driving in the last couple mornings. I got Joe and John basically telling me, this one's not even close. Don't worry about the Los Angeles Rams. And that makes me worried here, because I feel like we're overlooking a team. I think we're getting a little overconfident. Now, Hugh, I get the last time we faced them, we crushed them, right? 37-20 in their building. That's a reason for confidence. But I just feel like everyone just is putting the Eagles in the next round. I think this is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is going to be a challenge, John. And I think it's kind of foolish for anybody. I just find it ironic and funny when I hear people call in and they say, oh, we're going to boat race the next team or whatever team, and we're going to beat them 38-6 or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not realistic, but that's what a fan is. Fanatic. And they always feel like no matter what, we have the upper hand. And I also think it's funny when you have some of our hosts do the same thing. But that's fine. I mean, you know, I'm not picking on anybody. That's fine. But that's not reality. This is the playoffs. And as we've seen over the first week of the playoffs, some of these games are pretty tight. And they're tight for a reason. Because you're playing against teams that are here for a reason. You ain't playing the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Cleveland Browns that have clear deficiencies. Everybody has deficiencies, but you're playing against teams that have been doing a really good job of covering up those deficiencies. And you're talking about a team like the Rams who had deficiencies early in the season, and they found a way to overcome those deficiencies. That's basically what it is. So going into this game, I feel confident that the Eagles are going to win this game, but I don't think that they're the overwhelming favorites that everybody else does.
Well, at least you're talking some sense. I thought when we started with the furry stuff, we'd have no sense. That you're talking some sense. I will be totally honest with you. I'm sweating. I have nerves. I've got 48 hours until the game, and I'm nervous about this. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear what they're saying nationally. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. His take on Eagles-Rams Sunday afternoon.
Do you think that they're the most dangerous team left in the NFC, the Rams?
I do. I think they're the most dangerous team left in the NFC. Okay, cool. All right, who in the NFC has a coach who's led their team to the Super Bowl and won it? Sean McVay. Who in the NFC has a quarterback that's gone to the Super Bowl and won it?
Okay.
The Rams. What team in the NFC has a quarterback that has had one of the most clutch playoff runs in the history of the NFL? The Rams with Matthew Stafford.
I don't give a
shit. In the playoffs with Stafford, he's 5-1 together with Sean McVay. 5-1. 70% of completion percentage, a passer rating of 111, 18 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's a killer in the playoffs. Okay, then you go to Kyren Williams. Kyren's a walking touchdown. When he's on the field, all he does is score touchdowns. He's a walking touchdown.
A walking TD, he calls the Rams running back.
Wasn't he spitting up blood last week?
No,
that was
not.
That was Higbee.
Fumble. Somebody was spitting
up
blood.
I'm not so much worried about the running back, but his point on the coach and the quarterback, like, they have the advantage there. When I'm like, that's keeping me up at night. More from Orlovsky on Eagles-Rams Sunday.
This defense, after last year, and this is said with the endless amount of admiration, last year with Aaron Donald, who's one of the greatest defensive linemen in the history of the NFL, they gave up 401 points. They had 15 takeaways and 44 sacks. This year, without Aaron Donald, this defense has given up 395 points. That's less than last year. They've gotten 22 takeaways. That's more than last year. And they've gotten 47 sacks. So we're talking about a defense that is a better unit this year than they were last year. They got a quarterback and coach that have done it. And I'm just telling everybody, I love Philadelphia. I think they're a fantastic football team. That quarterback and coach will walk into that building and saying, you got to come get us. We don't have to go beat you. You got to beat us. We've been there and done that. And that's why I think they're dangerous, because they're confident.
See, this is what I'm dealing with. I have this stuff in my head making me nervous about this football game. All right, maybe this will make me feel a little better. Then we'll get all your phone calls up here. 215-592-9494. Ryan Clark, we just watched the Rams have 9 sacks on Monday. Let's see what he said about their pass rush in this game against the Eagles.
I think the other piece of this was it was total domination up front for the Los Angeles Rams versus the Minnesota Vikings, especially on the edge when you mentioned Young and Verse. You don't expect those same things to happen with Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles. And the other piece of it was I felt like Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator, was extremely game plan specific when it came to the Minnesota Vikings. It looked like he took a page straight from Aaron Glenn's playbook. This is a totally different team in facing the Philadelphia Eagles. And obviously Saquon Barkley got going late in the game and he was able to break off some of those big runs. But how do you minimize him early? And what are you going to do on the back end? That's a different wrinkle from what we saw last week when you have all of these one-on-one beaters from the Philadelphia Eagles offense.
Yeah, look, the Rams are not coming here getting 9 sacks, but obviously their pass rush improved. I do think that's an area the Eagles could be all right with their offensive line there. All right, because maybe someone will make me feel better today. Maybe you guys will do that. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling here? Confident, nervous? What's the feeling as we get ready for the Rams on Sunday?
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky is delusional, first of all. Mm. Just because the Rams are confident, I don't care. Like, the Eagles are, just beyond the fact that the Eagles are a better team, I look at every single matchup possible in this game, and I think they all favor the Eagles. All of them. The Rams, I think, best asset on offense is their passing game. Guess what? It's going to be snowing. Matt Stafford does not usually play well in the snow, and we have one of the best secondaries in football. The Rams' best asset on defense is their pass rush, which I've said multiple times this week. Never scares me ever if you tell me that you have a good pass rush because of how good this offensive line is. And to what Hugh was saying, as a former defensive end himself, Joe, because I know we forget that sometimes, it is a little bit tough to get your footing.
We do forget that
in the
Hugh
snow.
Did
yeah.
have 80 sacks.
But so, I mean, he's right.
Some away
he's right about that. So I'm not scared about Jared Verse or Fisk or any of the other guys that they have on that defense. Aaron Donald is gone. So that doesn't bother me whatsoever. And then just the simple fact that Saquon Barkley had 250 yards in L.A. the last time we played these guys, and I get that it's going to be snowy, but that favors the run game. I think LeSean McCoy needs to come deliver Saquon his cleats from that snow game against the Lions, and I can see Saquon having a huge day. The Rams don't worry me one bit, not even slightly. I don't think I've ever been less nervous about a playoff matchup. Congratulations, Eagles. You're in the NFC Championship
game.
Now,
why'd you do that? I didn't want to have to say this, but Kyle forced me to say this. The last time that I heard this much overconfidence was before the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
It's the Chiefs, though.
I know. But the Eagles were considered the better team then, too. Not as big of a gap, but they were the favorite in that game. And I had 3 hours or 4 hours of people as I sat there alone on Media Row at 10 o'clock Eastern or 9 o'clock Eastern as everyone else left. And I'm getting person after person saying, they're going to blow them out. They're so much better. And I said, the other team has the better coaching quarterback. This is going to be a challenge.
You don't think there's a difference between the Chiefs and the Rams that are 10-7 and squeaked out of a bad division?
There is. I know there is. That was worse. I'm just saying it's similar in terms of the overconfidence we have.
Also, we did kill the Rams the last time we played.
I know. I'm aware. I just think this is going to be tight. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's see what everyone has to say today. I'm nervous. Hugh's confident. Kyle is, clearly overconfident here in a game against...
Appropriate.
Inappropriately. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy playoff football Friday, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy? How we feeling?
Hugh Douglas, don't do this. Not today. You're not going to invite a whole bunch of mentally ill furry people to
see that? That's not fair, man. Come on, man. Those people, like, I was reading up on this because, see, this is what happens.
No,
when I read
not
that.
Today, Hugh.
And it's
not
people
today.
That want anonymity. Yes. They want to be, you know, they don't want people to know who they are, and they just it's basically they like to dress up as furry animals that they identify.
You are going to kill me.
Yeah, can I put a little PSA?
Let's move on.
Let's just try to be inclusive today. All right,
we've always been on a Friday. We stay inclusive.
Talking to the callers. Nope. Let's try to be inclusive. Hugh's obviously inclusive. I'm inclusive. We could be exclusive to the Rams. Let's rip them. Go ahead, Chris.
Yep. Let's stay focused because this is really what today is about. Hugh Douglas.
What?
Don't tell me I don't see what you're trying to do.
What am I doing?
You're trying to get a little bit of revenge back on us for the Greenbeard.
How is that getting revenge?
I thought I was going to get yelled at.
Let's move on.
Okay, fine.
Let's go! Philadelphia! Sunday afternoon, Snowville, when our Eagles take the battlefield against the Beach Boys of Los Angeles. The Sunshine Kids will quickly find out Philadelphia is the place that men in green and white despise young fools that flap their gums. Yes, I'm speaking to you first. You thought your hatred of the Eagles fans before was great. Well, get ready, son. You ain't seen nothing like this yet. It's the playoffs, boy. As for your hatred of the green and white, you're going to be seeing a lot of green when Lane Johnson smashes your face in the cart all game long. This isn't Minnesota, clown boy. And you listen to you, your own demise. Conversely, our defense will continue to put on a clinic of how to play off defenses are playing. Our green and white gang of assassins will take Matthew Stafford, Stafford Stafford, down over and over and over again. He better get familiar with a white flag because he's going to need it. And if Karen Williams thinks he's going to call for a manager for help, he's sadly mistaken. Manager busts you in the mouth. Bond is on duty Sunday. It ain't going to be pretty. It's going to be a pain-filled day. Hey, Tuca, I didn't forget about you. Like your quarterback forgot about Cooper Kupp. Get ready to be part of the magic show. And Guantanamo Day is going to make you disappear and then reappear on the milk cart. Sunshine Kids, if you want to see an explosive, powerful offense, you came to the right place. Our flying Eagles in green and white office will be putting on a clinic for you soft West Coast clowns. Jalen is here. The Jalen Show will ball out. As for the truth, the freak show, the cyborg, Cyclone Barkley, he's going to run through you little boys all day long again. We will win this game by over 14 points and move on to an NFC title game. This is our time. This is our city. This is our destiny. This is our Lombardi. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Chris, good phone call. I mean, Chris did miss the post, though. Is that supposed to make me feel better? I mean, he went like 30 seconds over.
That wasn't a very good omen.
Why? He was an all-inclusive?
Well, that wasn't great either.
Yeah,
but,
you got to be
No, I'm just saying he didn't hit the mark. I mean, that on Football Friday.
He went a long time over.
This is today's show's not on me. It's on you guys. You guys have to make me feel better by 2 o'clock.
It's on Chris.
Well, it's on everyone. Kyle's tried, and he went overboard. Hugh, at least we made you did the best job so far, Hugh. You made me feel a little bit better.
I mean, this is a simple formula, man. And I don't think it's that complicated. I think this week the fans have made it more complicated than it needs to be because they are worried about the quarterback way too much.
Mm.
They're worried about him way too much. I was listening to Dev this morning. Shout out to Dev, and Dev was a little nervous. But Dev, if you're listening, I'm here to calm you down. Jalen's going to have to make plays, but this is not the week to be concerned about that. Long as Saquon Barkley is ready to go, we're good. We're going to be good.
215-592-9494. Pete is up on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Pete. What do you feel?
Well, I think I'm like you, Joe. I'm nervous. And the only reason I say that is, I mean, I'm almost 47. I've been a Philadelphia fan all my life. And with the weather coming in, like Hugh Douglas said, and Coach Vermeil was on earlier, I mean, you can't guarantee. And L.A., I don't care what people say with L.A. Look what they did in Minnesota. It was a 14-win team.
Yep.
The weather affects everybody, and even in Detroit, they're overlooking. I mean, this NFC championship could be Washington, L.A. You know, I mean, that overconfidence kills you. You know, like, it's a game, like Hugh Douglas said, any given Sunday, you know.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the confidence, Pete, is because what we did last time against them out in L.A. in late November, and the Eagles didn't play well that night. But, you know, I think people, you know, kind of overlook. They started off 1-4, and now they're 11-7.
They're a different team than they were when we played.
Totally. They've won 10 out of their last 13, and the last game of the season, they rest their starters. So other than the Eagles game, they've played really well for like 2.5 months now.
Yeah, and if it comes down to Elliott, I like Elliott, but, there's just a lot that could go wrong. Every time I hear weather, I get a little nervous. I was a big fan even back with the Fog Bowl, you know, and, things happen, and you can't just overlook a team. You know, the morning show, I don't like everybody picking Eagles. I don't think everybody thinks it's just a stepping stone. They're in the playoffs. It's a playoff team, you know.
And they won. You said they won a game on Monday against a 14-win team. That's part of it. Part of it is it seems like everyone's on the Eagles. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. I need your help today. I came in here scared as a cat. I am nervous. I am nervous about this football game. I think the Rams are game, and I think we have a close one on Sunday. Now, I think the Eagles are going to win. But I think we're going to be biting our nails. I'm predicting the kind of game that you need to lie down afterwards. Like that, you feel sick. That's the way I feel now on a Friday. I got 2 days to go. Hugh at least made me feel a little better. What do you got? 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. Nervous, confident. I got Kyle in there basically locking this thing up. Totally overconfident. That's not helping me feel any better. All right, let's listen to Mike Mayock here on yesterday with the afternoon show. With, this game plan for the Rams, the Eagles, what he thinks, and talking about the Rams and how he thinks they're going to make the Eagles beat them. Here's Mayock.
Do you think this is going to be a struggle for the Eagles on Sunday?
I think it's similar to last week. I think it's a similar conversation, except for the fact that the quarterback this week is better than the quarterback last week, and the wide receivers this week are better and more consistent than the wide receivers last week. So I keep saying that somebody's going to come along and make Philly play left-handed, make Philly beat them with the pass game, and I think Sean McVay's going to try and do that. Now, the caveat here is just like last week, Philly's a better football team. Barring turnovers or anything crazy, I think they should win this game.
So I agree with the way Mayock put that out there, Hugh, that they should win the game. They're the better team, better roster, home, longer week for preparation. But the way Mayock said it, he said it's like last week's game, right? But they have a better quarterback and better receivers. That, to me, means this one could be tight. Because last week they won by 12. Let's just say the Rams are good for one more touchdown than the Packers. That means this is, like, tight in the fourth quarter.
I look at it like this. He's not lying. This is a better matchup. And that's how it usually works in the playoffs.
Gets harder as it go along.
But there are certain things that favor you. The thing that the Los Angeles Rams defense ate off last week was their quickness and their ability to get to the quarterback.
And they were up so they could pin their ears back.
Yes, they could pin their ears back. Early. They made that team one-dimensional.
Yep.
The weather factors into this a lot more in this game than it did in the last one that they played in. And on top of that, the person that called in that said they were worried and how well the Rams looked and all this other stuff, Sam Darnold had 2 weeks in a row where he looked like hot garbage. Two of them
it's
things.
It's like the clock struck like
you know what I'm saying? That's a good analogy, Joe. And she lost the glass slipper and never found it. That's what happened to him. So I don't put too much stock in that. I really don't. Because he looked shell-shot from the beginning of that game all the way through. This game is going to be a little different. I try to tell y'all stuff that you need to look for. Watch how those Rams players come out of tunnel. You'll probably have a few that try to be, you know, He-Man, come out with their shirts off. Because I've seen a lot. It's funny, man, especially when it comes to cold weather teams. I've seen a lot of cats this year. It's become a one-upper type situation.
Did that used to happen when you played?
No, it used to be. I remember the biggest thing we used to do, like you come out with your short sleeves on or whatever. But now you got cats coming outside with no shirt on. You got cats coming outside with no shoes on. You know what I mean? Just trying to let everybody know the weather don't bother them and all that stuff. It's one thing with the weather not bothering you. It's a whole nother thing when somebody putting hands on you consistently.
Of course.
And that weather whipping like that, man. It's different. It's a different animal. You're talking about how big this offensive line is. You're talking about being a defensive player out there. And that momentum, that adrenaline is going to carry you. Probably, I'll get you to the first half. It'll carry you to the first half. But, boy, when that second half kick in and them big dogs still coming and they still humming and you sitting there and you're a little tired and Jordan Mailata still over there talking trash and, you know, that pride you was running off of starts to give out and you're just stuck with what you got left in the tank, it's a rough day, man. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. When you out there talking trash and the weatherman getting on you and they running the ball down your throat and there ain't nothing you can do to stop it, that's what needs to happen Sunday. They need to get a heavy dose of Saquon. I know somebody mentioned in the press conference how Saquon is close to 400 carries a game. This season.
For the season, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong to me. In order to get to where I want to be, I got 3 weeks of football left to play. He can run the ball 40 times.
You know how in the beginning of the year I was, you know, cognizant of too much. Forget that now. I'm with you, Hugh, on this. I mean, like, forget that. We're close to the finish line now. You got to finish this thing.
Man, listen, I would not. If there was a stat line, 30 to 40 carries in this game for Saquon Barkley, wouldn't have a problem with that. And I would tell him before the game, hey, dog, going to lean on you today.
Well, they might have to. It's funny, as you were going through that and the tough guy stuff about showing how tough you are, it made me remember, you know, one of the many reasons I never made the NFL. I'm not a tough guy. The cold does bother me. I'll be at the pregame show in six layers on Sunday. Meanwhile, they're going to be out there in short sleeves getting ready for a football game. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. Our one more thing for Mayock yesterday. Keep an eye on this. Now, this might just be a prediction, or, you know, Mike Mayock's been around this a long time. He might have a good sense of this. Hugh, listen to Mayock with a little prediction on something the Rams might do Sunday against the Eagles.
Here's what I would say to be aware of, okay? The Rams have enough talent to win the game, number one. Turnovers are a huge deal. Philly was +4 last week. The Rams were +2. That was the best in the playoffs last week. And lastly, I think McVay is going to try and steal a possession. You know, he's going to be aggressive on fourth down. He might fake a punt, but I think they're going to do something to try and gain an extra possession or two in this game. And I think they're dangerous. I think they're going to be really aggressive and tough. And Philly's going to have to complete some passes to the receivers in one-on-one coverage.
Hugh, week three of the season, Rams 49ers. Second quarter of the game, 14-0 49ers are up. You know what the Rams did?
What did they do?
They faked a punt. They got it. They won the game.
Because that's the only reason. That's the only way you're going to be in this game.
Steal a possession.
Yes, yeah. And you know that because you can physically dominate this game, just like they physically dominated the game the last time. And you know what? Another X factor in this is you're getting physically dominated, and it's cold. Mm. That's not a recipe for somebody who don't want to be out there. I don't care what Jerry Verse said about the fans or whatever. He's mad because he has to play in this inclement weather. I'm telling you, man, it's different. He's from here. He knows how it goes or how cold it gets. It's different when you got some big-ass dude leaning on you trying to impose his will on you, man. It's a different ball game, man.
They got thick wood hard. Hard.
You know what I mean? It's just like, and I used to hate games like this because it was a tussle. It was a straight up and out tussle, and you knew in order to have success in a game like this, you have to stop the run. I don't think they're equipped to stop the run. I really don't.
215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous, where do you come down? And before this segment is over, we had a little bit of a controversy that we have to get to, and it has nothing to do with the Daily Douglas. Just something else that happened already in this show.
Thank God.
That we need to react to. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will? What are you feeling, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, man, I don't understand why we keep worrying. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I told my partner I work with, I said, yes, if they get in this playoff, they will be dangerous. But guess what? They're playing the Eagles, baby, once again. And guess what? Let me get some, Kyle.
Kyle, he needs his music. Let's hear it.
You missed the music, Kyle.
No, he's ready. He's ready to go. There you go, Will. Let's do it, Will.
Come on. Where are we going? We can't be sitting like this on the field, Kyle. So listen, man. One thing about the Eagles, this Sunday, we all in, baby. We all in. The defense, all in. The offense, all in. The special teams, all in. Guess what? Saquon, a touchdown. AJ, a touchdown. Jalen, a touchdown. Even my man Johnson coming off the bench, a touchdown. Welcome to the carousel. It's on and popping, baby. So guess what? This team coming into Philadelphia, they're going against the Mike Tyson in the squad. We in the crowd, baby. So what we going to do, we're going to pack these shoes up and mail them back to L.A. We're going to put them in a box. We're going to put the quarterback in the box and put their running back in the box and ship them back to L.A. With the Eagles stand, with no return on it, baby. Because we're number one, and we're going to go all the way, and ain't nobody stopping us. So whoever want to see them,
that's a good one. All right, we're one for one so far with the music. Well, he didn't finish it.
It's partially my fault. I think we're half for one.
All right, he had enough, but you weren't ready. Okay,
yep, that was
all
on
me. All right, well,
I'm not doing myself any favors.
I asked for you guys to make me feel better. Hugh's the only one right now that is doing his job.
I think that this game plan is a no-brainer. I really do. And maybe I'm being overconfident in the way that I'm analyzing this game.
Uh-oh. Now you're
but it's a no-brainer. Like, and a lot of people have said it. Like, run the ball. Run the ball. We have the strongest running game, you could argue, in the playoffs right now. Mm. Equivalent or comparable to the one that they have in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Run the ball.
I agree with that.
Run the ball. Run the ball.
Sounds like we got to do some run the ball chants at the pregame show Sunday as the crowd pours in. Hugh, you started off. Run the ball.
Run the ball.
That people will jump on that immediately.
Run the ball.
As I would say, take them to Pound Town. Ridley Ron is up. What's up, Ridley Ron?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. How you doing?
Good, Ron. What's up, buddy?
All right. Listen, John, stop with the worrying. Stop with the nervousness. You know, if we have to get you a dog, I'll drop him off, right? Number one, first reason, Hughes got it right, Saquon Barkley. Look at, prime example, look at when Cam Akers came into the game against the Rams last week. First run, 9 yards. Next run, 25. They're at the 50. They go back and pass 10-yard sack. Just run the ball, plain and simple.
Well, Ron, I agree with that. All right, go ahead. Run the ball. I'm writing it down. Go ahead. Number two.
Let me give you the second most important. They don't play in the cold. Look at the Rams' schedule. They haven't played in the cold all season long.
Well, they did. They did. They played the Jets in 23-degree weather a month ago, and they won.
I don't count the Jets.
Well, all right, but you said...
he said don't count
I don't really count them either, but they
but
did.
But you know, he's tired of not
you cooking. You cook. Forget that. Forget the Jets game. Go ahead.
All right, well, they played at Chicago and lost, by the way, and that was early in the season. It wasn't that cold and whatnot.
Right.
Besides that, they're in domes. They have no idea what they're in for. We're going to kill them. Let's end it there. Thank you.
You got it, Ron. I appreciate the phone
call. That's right, John.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, I agree, the weather and the outdoors and the snow, it all is favoring the Eagles. But, like, does it not drip with irony that I'm sitting next to a guy that played a game 20-something years ago against a team from Florida that wasn't supposed to win in the cold? Like, we can't just sit here and say, well, it's cold outside, it's game over.
Yeah, that game plan was phenomenal, though. I mean, I'd never forget.
Right, they had a great coach. This team has a great coach.
Yeah, I remember when Gruden, talked about how...
What they call it, the elephant package?
Yeah, he talked about that, and I was just thoroughly irritated when he brought it to my attention, but still. I don't think with this defense, how you going to get Jalen Carter off the field?
No, you can't. I
mean, it's different. You know, I was a smaller defensive end, and, you know, I gave them fits in the passing game when they tried to throw the football. So they knew that in that package I would come off the field.
Yeah.
So something different. Jalen's not coming off the field. So I think that's where the difference is. The biggest benefit that you'll have in this game or you'll try to exploit is the fact that N'Kobe Dean's not out there.
That's a big one.
And I think that there's only so many packages that you can get to isolate, in my opinion, a linebacker. Never played linebacker, and I might be dead wrong on this one, but I feel like there are ways – where if that pass rush is getting there, you could protect that linebacker and his ability to cover on the back end.
It's going to be a few plays. It's situational stuff. Yeah. And they have to – really, more than isolating the linebacker, and we'll get to more on N'Kobe and his absence coming up, it's going to be about tackling. They missed a lot of tackles last week when Dean went out. I don't think it's going to be like, oh, my goodness, they have Burks or Trott in a blender all game, but it's going to be – can those guys make enough tackles so a 3-yard Kyren Williams run isn't a 6-yarder, first down Rams, they keep the ball? That's the stuff we got to avoid.
Also, I don't buy the Bucs thing. Like, I think we can separate just cold weather from the elements.
Yeah, right.
Right. If it's rain or snow, that's a little bit different than it just being cold. If it was just cold, I would tend to agree with you that's, I don't think that's going to play a massive factor. But the snow could make a massive difference.
Well, and Matthew Stafford, as we pointed out yesterday, it's all over the place now. His stats historically, not just this year, are bad in rain and snow. I mean, he's a dome quarterback that's played in L.A. and Detroit, and he went to college at Georgia and's from Texas. It makes sense. He's not a great snow quarterback. All right, before we go any further here, though, we have a brewing scandal to hit on the show. Again, I came in here today, and I'm down. Like, I need you guys to lift me up. Mm-hmm. And, Hugh, I would say 99% of the show so far, you have helped me. I feel like you're making me feel better about the outcome. It didn't make me feel as good when you called me the wrong name earlier in the show.
What did I say?
Let's hear it. But I just feel like everyone just is putting the Eagles in the next round. I think this is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is going to be a challenge, John. And I think it's kind of foolish. Damn it. I said John. Yeah, I was tripping.
And you led that caller astray. Ridley Ron came in and called him John.
I've been called John twice now in 45 minutes.
I don't know. And I don't know where did John come from?
So he had mentioned Joe and John morning.
I think
about
I said their name.
The conversation there, and you were like, yeah, I mean...
I don't know where that came. You just let me steamroll all the way into that. Didn't say a word, and I didn't even know. That's crazy.
I wasn't sure at first, so I went there. In the break, I said, Kyle, I'm 95% sure he called me John, and we found it. So
that's crazy. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. We do have a lot of Joes and Johns around here. I mean, we're interchangeable. I think that's part of the reason they hired us all. So, like, if someone's down, you just put the other one in. No one knows the difference.
I said John. That's crazy.
Early on, not too many good omens for this game. If you believe in Juju and us having any effect on this game,
it's not great, Juju. Yeah. I mean, we got two wrong names. We got a Daley Douglas. Yep. We got
some funky hype speeches.
Wait a minute, dog. Hey, I just want to
I'm about to start dumping you every time you say that. I can't deal with this back here.
215-592. All right, let's go to Bear, who's up next. What's up, Bear?
Hey, what's happening, guys? It's been a while.
How you doing, buddy? What's up?
Good. Joe, I'm with you, man. I got 3 points I'll give you, and then I'll let you guys discuss. But on the game, I think it's going to be closer than we want it to be. And my first point is, how are we going to feel about this quarterback and this team if, say, we come out of this flop with, like, a 17-13 win?
And what do you mean? Wait a minute. Before you go, Bear, what do you mean, how are we going to feel? Did we win?
Yeah, he's setting up a win, yeah, but it's 17-13.
Oh, so what's the problem?
Well, no problem. That's what I'm saying, but it seems like a lot of the callers are having a problem, or at least the people who are calling in saying we're going to blow them out. I don't know if we're going to blow them out.
Oh, no, I just want to win, bro. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the win is all that matters. I'm just saying, you know, what's the conversation going to be like? Are people going to be jumping on Jalen again if we only score 17 points? You know, are people going to be on the team or on Nick or on anybody else if we, you know, come out with like a 4-point win, you know? But anyway, with that, Hugh, though, you, as somebody who's played in the snow, I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are on in terms of how it slows players down. Like, who do you think that more of a disadvantage? Obviously, it's going to slow down their receivers and their routes, but it's also going to slow down our pass rush, which is going to give them a little more time to pass. So who do you think is it more of a disadvantage in the snow? Would it be their offense or our defense?
Defense. It's a defense because you talk about a lot of times, especially when you talk about the secondary, anticipating what routes the receivers are going to run and stuff like that. You're probably going to be like a little bit of a hair off.
Right.
The edge rushers will probably be affected the most. I would say the interior D linemen, you know, your biggest asset is to be the push up the middle. I think, you know, one person on our defense, I think that this will affect the least is Jalen Carter because of his unique ability of his unique blend of speed and power. I think that gives them a little bit of a problem. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how they try to block him because you're talking about a guy who has unique quickness getting off the ball and can get up the field pretty quick. You know, he's going to overpower most of the people that he's playing against. And I would probably think that Coach McVay is going to probably try to make sure on passing downs that somebody or two, maybe two or three people get a hand on him to try to slow him down a little bit so he won't get that up the field penetration. That will put the quarterback in a bad spot. So he will probably be the only cat that this weather will not affect him at all.
Right. Everybody else is going to be out there sliding around.
A little bit. Well, it's more so when you're a guy, say like a Nolan Smith, that relies on his speed a lot. He will have his speed, but the change of direction, you know, last week when he went inside to get the sack and everything, that might be compromised a little bit because of the footing. I don't know because this is some new grass. I'm pretty sure they're telling the guys to, you know, make sure you have the right spikes on. If I'm not mistaken, they've been practicing at the field, so they should be somewhat more familiar with the field than the Rams will be. So it does put you at a disadvantage, but they'll know, you know, with the proper shoes and stuff, whatever they put in, they'll know what type of cleats to wear. And how they could you know move on that field better so than the Rams will.
Gotcha. Okay. And the only other thing I got to ask: if you go to the convention, what are you going to go as, Hugh?
I'm not going to dress up because, like I said, I was reading about it, and it's like there are different like factions, like they have like different animals, like you could wolves, sheep. Different stuff. I just want to sit in the lobby.
Was it lost on anyone that caller's name was Bear?
I just picked up on that after the fact.
I think he's always Bear before this conversation started today, so he's just Bear. Bear's kind of a nickname for some people. All right, 215-592-9049 for Kyle. You're right back there.
I'm suffering.
Okay. See, now the way you feel since the Daily Douglas is the way I feel about the game. Just like you got a lot going on right now.
My bad.
Trying to get...
I didn't know this was good. I just had a feeling there were Eagles furry fans, like fans of both. I just didn't know it was that.
I know your heart was in the right place.
I think Kyle was probably the one that had was pushed mostly forward on we should do a Daily Douglas each day. It'd be good for the show. It's like a daily thing.
Nah, he's regretting it.
Well, no, I just think you got to realize, you know, once a year, twice a year, you're going to regret the idea. Even the best ideas, sometimes you kind of have a pitfall there. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Happy Eagle Friday.
Happy Eagle Friday. Bruce, what's up, buddy?
Man, I'm fired up about this game. But look, before I get started, yo, Hugh, my man.
What?
Very convincing. Hey, look, man, I got your back 100%, man. Don't listen to anybody else on them laughing at you. Because you know what? I got the perfect suggestion for you, brother. Look,
what's that?
Hey, look. So, every time you always talk about Thundercats,
dress up as a cat.
Find you in a panther or a lionel uniform. Hey.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
You'll be in business.
We've lost Kyle.
Yeah, the visuals today are off the charts. All right, Bruce, what do you think about the game here?
It's Friday, man.
Okay.
Okay. well, the same as always. Kyle, you know, man, just relax, man. Do a woo sign, man. Go in the corner and meditate. We're going to be okay, brother. We're going to be okay, you know. But I'm glad you played this clip earlier because, you know, these national talking heads, I'm glad that they still are disrespecting the Eagles, elevating L.A. because, you know, this is the kind of energy that we feed off of. And how Stafford is better than J.H. Love it. You know, I embrace it. I don't let it get mad because all that's doing is just feeding the motivation for the Eagles. So, look, they're going to go, this is going to be about power. It's going to not necessarily speed, but it's going to be about power. And that's where the Eagles have the ultimate advantage. However, I'm looking for, in the passing game, some improvement where they shorten up the routes that allows Jalen play some small ball. You know,
Bruce, I like that. I like that, and we're going to need that. Let's get the ball out of his hands quickly.